You have to first say, however, if you're going to get these terminals apart, two things can't occupy the same space. You have to say that. See, you have to postulate that. These two things are apart and they cannot occupy each other's space. This will make them, each one of them, a unit object. We've got two unit objects now. We've got individuation. See? We say these two things are entirely separate. Each one has a personality. Why? They've got to go on having a personality at the end of time. Why? Because they can't occupy the same space. This is a very important thing to know in processing, because your fellow who is sitting there having a lot of difficulty, he has a thetan exteriorizing, he's got big masses of energy around him. There's only one common denominator to the things he's convinced of. Of course, he's convinced their energy, he's convinced their space and so forth, naturally. But much more important than that postulate is this basic consideration. This basic consideration. He considers that two things cannot occupy the same space. For instance, he does not believe that he and his wife could occupy the same space. She is an individual, he is an individual. Oh, wait a minute. You'd have to be way downstairs in kindergarten not to have gone in somebody else's head and pulled a couple of motor controls one way or time or another. Sure, he is a thetan can occupy somebody else's space, but it's only by postulate that his body and his wife's body cannot occupy the same space. That's what makes them two different individuals. You break that postulate down and Lord knows what's going to happen. Actually, you get freedom because it's the basic restriction. All aberration is restriction. And that is the fundamental common denominator of all restriction. Two things cannot occupy the same space. All right, how important is this? Why are we stressing it? Is it an important theory? No. I tell you, I have enough theories. I have a file in here, which is called Old Cuffs. There's enough theory and speculation and so forth on those, so much so that we decided to start to photostat them on the backs of the wasted pages of the PABs. You know, just have them shoot an old cuff at random. Boy, is that going to take some of these boys who figure out in the field and throw them for a loop, because some of these things are not secret to anything we're doing. You know, they're just suppositions and so forth. Theories. Nobody will ever have to remedy my havingness in terms of theories. There's no scarcity of them. There are just billions of theories. That's the one thing I'm perfectly willing to agree on. But there could be more theories than there are coyotes. And that's a lot of theories. Anyhow, when we have this postulate in the bank, a person who firmly believes it cannot believe that he can exteriorize. Because if he believes two things cannot occupy the same space, then it becomes impossible for him to assume that he is one thing and the body is another thing. Are you following me? So he will have to tell you, if he's sitting in a body, that he is a body. You got that? See, yeah, I'm right here, and two things can't occupy the same space, so I can't be occupying the same space as a body, can I? Isn't that logical? Well, it sounds logical enough to him, so he won't exteriorize. And this is also your common denominator of non-exteriorization. How would you remedy somebody if you were to take R110 as a good process? How would you remedy his interiorization? You just keep asking him this question for hours and hours and hours and hours. You give me some more things that could occupy the same space you're occupying. Some more things, some more things, some more things. And all of a sudden he gets a creepy notion, because it's just a postulate on the track, you see? It's just a consideration, like ice cream is good or ice cream is bad. It's just the same order of magnitude. All of a sudden he gets the sneaky notion that, you know, I'm sitting here occupying the space something else is occupying, but then of course I am no mass at all, or I am mass, I don't quite cool. But there's something here about this. The next thing you know, he'll be 3 feet back of his head looking at himself. So as an example of the workability of this particular process, the holdouts, which is to say the few who had not exteriorized cleanly in the advanced clinical course in London, now reported to have exteriorized all the holdouts. You know, he had maybe three or four there that were just dead in their heads, right there at the last. He exteriorized this whole unit, by the way, and he got down to R R222, that was the total processes used. All of R1 and R222, that exteriorized everybody in that unit, I think, in the first 2 weeks of its teaching. Now, the holdouts, the people who were having difficulty, blew on this one. Give me something you wouldn't mind occupying the same space. Give me something you wouldn't mind occupying the same space. Give me something else you would not mind occupying your same space. See? And they finally blew out of their heads.